The Law Enforcement Officers Safety Act passed in January, but Wisconsin police departments and the State Department of Justice are just beginning to figure out how to implement it. Gene Volklin of the International Police Chiefs Association says it's meant to increase
safety and prevent crime, because different states have different rules on when the use of deadly force is appropriate.
You're going to have situations where off-duty officers, on vacation, retired officers are going to be interjecting themselves in situations where local officers who are responding or in uniform are not going to recognize who they are, and it's a situation that can also easily lead to tragedy.
Volklin says the new law could increase the number of concealed weapons carried by the nation's roughly 1 million retired cops. Wausau Police Chief Bill Brandemore says those fears are overblown. So far, the only person to apply for a permit at his department is the former firearms instructor. Brandemore says if retirees pass yearly firearms tests, the new law could help prevent tragedies.
Frankly, I can't think of any of the officers that have retired from here in good standing that I would be worried about. And in fact, they might be of some assistance to some officers sometime in the future. We're kind of licensing a select class of individuals.
Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says the new law is less of a threat than the state concealed carry law defeated by the legislature earlier this year. She says at least those carrying hidden weapons will have had training on when it's appropriate to use them. Still, she says her group opposes the basic premise of the law. Next month, the State Law Enforcement Standards Board will need to discuss requirements for firearms training for retired police officers. Bureau Director Dennis Hansen says that may solve some problems, but there's another problem waiting in the wings: liability. Who's legally responsible if a retired officer kills or injures someone with his or her concealed weapon?
And it's a substantial issue, because in comparison with an officer who's employed, the retired officer may simply not have the protection of law as a working officer would have.
Hansen says corporation counsel attorneys in cities and counties across the state are probably just beginning to look for ways to deal with that issue so they can protect local law enforcement agencies from potentially costly court battles.